a bit longer. She's ruining it. She's ruining everything. Those three words, so simple, so gently said, had just shattered the facade I'd built ever since I realized I was in love with her.
Ryan, did you hear me?
She asks. I hold up a hand when she moves to reach for me. I heard you, I croak. I just can't believe all of my dreams are coming true. My mind finishes for me. Is it wrong to be this fucking lucky and unlucky at the same time?
Do you?
A blush rises to her beautiful face, staining her pale cheeks pink and making me want to do more to see that gorgeous blush go all over. I want to peel away the layers of her clothes and dive into her and see what I can do to make her cry out and writhe against me.
Do you feel the same?
She asks. I take another step back, bumping into the wall as I cover my mouth. Lie, I urge myself. Lie, damn it. Sweet, innocent Willow. What the hell had I done? Had she sensed my attraction? Had she somehow come to view my presence in her life, the one constant either of us had, each other, as something more when it could never be? This is all my fault. I have to fix it. No. I force the word out, my voice tight and harsh. No, I don't. That's disgusting. Her blush disappears in an instant as her skin drains of color. Willow pulls her hand back. Her eyes widen. Big, blue, luminous eyes that so often smiled up at me as she'd brushed my hair back away from my face and told me stories. I'm not much for stories, but I didn't mind hearing them when they came from her.
Ryan, I
can't stay here. I turn to go even as she stumbles through a response. My cock pounds in my jeans, knowing that she feels the same way I do. The sick, twisted part of my mind that has wanted her since I was old enough to understand that my love for her isn't fucking normal is celebrating. So many scenarios run through my head. We can keep it quiet. I can have her. I can fuck her and love her and keep her close to me. I can make her dependent on me. I can make it so that she'll never want to leave me. That she'll never look at anyone else the way she's looking at me now. I have a very short window of opportunity now. I need to fix this, and fast. If I don't, if I stay, if I think about it, I'll convince myself that I can have her. Even though it's wrong. Even though it's sinful, my heart doesn't care. My fucking teenage cock doesn't care either. If only she were anyone else. If only I was.
Wait.
I ignore her call and duck out of the back room that we'd been in when she'd dropped that bomb on me.
Ryan.
There's only one way out of here. One way to get the hell away from her. I need to get away from her. If I don't, then I'll end up telling her the truth. I'll end up dragging her down into my hell. Miranda Carson has threatened to send me to juvie often enough. Now I just have to make sure she follows through, and I know exactly how. I can hear Willow following me at a much slower rate as I storm through the house. For a foster home, it's nice enough, though the Carson parents are more inclined to their own offspring. A weaselly, rat-faced little asshole a year or so older than me. Connor Carson. Piece of shit. Small dick pussy that he is. Whether he realizes it or not, I'm aware of the way he stares at Willow, and how he feels about her because I feel the same. I want her even if it's wrong. It's excuse enough, and the perfect crime. Willow's gaining on me. Panting, flushed. Feeling like my whole world is spinning out of control. I find Connor in the kitchen with his mother. Perfect. He looks up from where he sits at the table while she fumbles with one of the burners on the stove.
What are you looking at, shithead?
He snaps with a scowl. That's all it takes. 1 second. He's